This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
This week we're on set with the biggest build in Ireland, Series 2 of DIY SOS.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
So Fred, I believe you've done a very manly man thing this week. What is it?
I climbed Kirkpatrick. Can you believe it, Aidan? I did. There's pictures here on Instagram to prove it.
And nothing's real on Instagram.
No one told me this, but Kirkpatrick, it's like a fasting event. Like you fast before. And so no one told me that. So I had a big massive chicken combo the night before it and then went up a pizza with went up a mountain with no water. Like no one told me that.
Well, I guess you kind of cheat it because most people go up in their bare feet, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I might as well have gone my bare feet because my runners are so crap. Definitely, like so.
Well, what an achievement. And you live to tell the tale. So, yeah, well done. That is manly. Well, this week we're chatting about Ortiz Construction Show DIY SOS. Of course, it's where the entire community come together to take on a construction project and do it in record time. And Fred, when you watch a show like this, it's a timely reminder of that sense of community that is there, that maybe is not visible to us every day.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love that show for the good side of community. You know, growing up, I had a wonderful community in my hometown in Kells. Like, especially when I was a child, 5 or 6, you know, we had such freedom. We could go anywhere then in the 90s. You know, we were free in the estate. I remember calling around to neighbors' houses. Now, I didn't know who these people were. I just called in because the door was opened and I just had food with them. I sat down and then I went to the next house and had loads of food. I put on a lot of weight now when I was 5 years of age. I won't deny it now. And loads.
Well, the
and
whole
then
thing-
I go home. And mom be like, oh, Fred, your food's ready. And I'm like, I've eaten. I've had an Indian with that wonderful family and I don't know who they are. But thank you anyway.
That's taken the whole, you know, leaving the door open to a whole new level.
Exactly, so
You could go into strangers' houses and be offered hospitality and food.
Oh, definitely. And I'm not saying that can't happen nowadays. The only thing is if a 6-year-old goes into someone's house, people are like, where is that guy's parents? And let's call the guards. So, but you know, that's lovely. Neighbours are fantastic. Like, have neighbours ever been nice to you, Aidan?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a current neighbour who keeps baking me buns, but I'm suspicious of what she's putting in them. But when we were young, like you growing up, yes, there was an amazing togetherness and sense of community. And I remember our neighbour next door, Joe, he helped save my life, actually. Well, maybe that's a bit dramatic, but I managed to chop off the top of my thumb when I was about 10 or 11. And it was my own fault. We were doing knickknacks on one of the lads' houses down the road, just messing. And he was opening the door, and then he'd slam the door, and then we'd knock, and he'd open the door and slam the door. And I got bored of this, so I decided to put my thumb in the hinge of the door, of the front door. And he opened the door, and he slammed the door on
ow,
my thumb.
Ow, ow.
And when it came
out...
You
can feel pain. You can feel pain.
Can you feel it now?
I felt it there, yeah.
Well, I can be more descriptive. When he opened the door, my thumb, the top of it, was hanging off. It was just dangling off, and there was blood and flesh and all sorts. Anyway, I ran up the road screaming. My mother was hoovering the house. My dad was at work. It was back in the day where you were lucky enough if you had one car in the family. And my neighbour Joe, who just happened to be home, put me in his Ford Cortina and whisked me to Crumlin Hospital, and my thumb was saved. So thanks to Joe's swift actions, wow, I'm now still ambidextrous.
You should call around to his house playing Spanish guitar and thank him for his good deeds. Because every time you hit the bass on with your thumb, go, this is because of you.
And then I had the nickname Tom Tom, but I couldn't tell if that was because I had my thumb saved or I was very short. Anyway, we'll be talking plenty about the building community on the show today. We're going to be chatting with Baz Ashmawi from DIY SOS and Dermot Groke from Chadwicks.
Trade talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
First, let's get to our photo of the week, where you send us a picture of some work you're very proud of on WhatsApp and we share it with everyone listening. Right now, if you look at the phone or whatever you're listening to us on, you should see a photo of, and I say this in air quotes, a couch. This is from Alan from East Coast Upholstery to tell us a little more.
Hi, this is Alan here from East Coast Upholstery. In the photo above, you can see a deep-buttoned Chesterfield suite brought back to the frame and restored completely.
Literally brought back to life. If that couch was a human, there would be a do not resuscitate sign on it. It's it's beyond saving. Or is it? Clearly, Alan proved otherwise. What do you think of it, Fred?
Absolutely. When you see the couch in its decrepit state before he does it up, you'd go, why would you bother? Do you know what I mean? And it's not out of, that's not even out of laziness, because I couldn't see any value in making that any better. So I was actually blown away by what he did with it. It's just, it's incredible. I wonder, could he do the same with me and make me look 21 again? He's amazing.
Alan, if you can do that to a couch, what could you do to our Fred? Well, remember, if you'd like to share a photo of some work you're proud of and share it with everyone listening as our photo of the week, just send us a WhatsApp photo and a voice message to tell us all about it. 087 77 54 555 is our number. And as always, you'll get that in the show description.
Under construction with Chadwicks. Over 40 stores nationwide, so we're always local.
Baz Ashmawi is one of Ireland's most recognisable TV broadcasters, and we can currently see him very soon on DIY SOS on RT1, where Baz and his team set out to renovate the homes of families and change their lives forever. And that really is what it does. Baz, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm rock and roll. How are you?
You are rock and roll. You've always been rock and roll.
Yeah,
and now you do it in a hard hat.
There you go. Listen, look, honestly, my missus, like when I first got the DIY SOS job, she literally fell off the bed and laughed. She actually laughed for so long, it kind of hurt my feelings, where I was like, oh, you fuck off. Like, because I'm not that guy. I'm just not handy. Like, my toolkit is literally an Allen key and a butter knife, and that's it, man. I get this Chadwick's calendar every year. You know, it has these different advent calendars. So most of my tools have come out of that advent calendar. I know nothing about a DIY or building or anything like that. So I probably wasn't the best choice in that sense, you know.
Well, I mean, so you've like little mini screwdrivers, mini tools. Yeah.
If you ever break a toy car, anything like that, I'm your man. I got all the tools for that stuff, you know.
Well, regardless of your DIY credentials or not, you are the perfect host of a show like this, because you've made some remarkable television in the past that is not just entertaining, but it has meaning to it. So when you were approached to do this show, was it the perfect fit for you because it aligns with your own beliefs about helping people?
I like the feels of it. Do you know, I like people. I like getting close to people and having fun. And I've always thought in TV, there's a lovely balance. If you can get it right, is that balance between making someone laugh and then actually doing something poignant, you know, and it's a good balance to get. So, whether I'm the best host for it, I don't know, because I'm a bit soft. You know me, Aiden. I'm a little bit soft as a man. So sometimes I'm probably a bit over emotional or something like that with some of the stories I find. I think when you're anything with DIY SOS, you find yourself in the shoes of the family a lot of the time. Like if you have a daughter, you kind of relate to your own family or your partner or someone you loved or your parents or, you know, and you can't help but kind of keep checking yourself and going, what am I moaning about? What am I complaining about? You know, me and my missus love a moan. We moan about everything. And then you go down there and you see families dealing with stuff that's heavy, heavy, you know, heavy burdens that I don't know how they get up and cope every day, but they do it, you know, and all of a sudden it makes you kind of look at yourself a bit and kind of reevaluate what you're complaining about, you know.
And the strength and the unity and the force of the people that come together to in some way alleviate that burden. And quite often it's in a dramatic fashion in terms of the work that's done on DIY SOS. Last year, what struck you most about the volume of people that would come to help on a project and the love people had for one another to help out in a time of need?
I'll tell you what it was for me. I'm an egomaniac, right? I love TV. I love being on TV. I you know, the more time I get, the better. You know, these people would come down, like hundreds would come, and then I'd have to run around site to interview them, and they'd run away from me. And I was like, that kind of shows you the type of people that they are. They're not there for the camera. You know, they're there just because they're skilled laborers and they can do something to help that family. But the majority of them have very little interest in the TV side of it. They just want to do the build. But of course, we're making a television show as well. So, but they're just really good people. There's a little sense of GAA about it, in the sense right. that people get very, how did Limerick do? Oh, did they? You know, you can wind them up. You can wind them up a little bit. And I thought it would be more clannish, but people came from everywhere. Like, we did builds in Limerick and people came from Donegal every morning and they were driving home every evening. Like, madness stuff. Wow. But I suppose it's just that thing again of hearing a story. And I think sometimes when you do something you love as well, there's a great Christy Moore quote that said, be careful getting paid for something you love, it soon becomes a job. And there's an element we all know of that where, you know, after a while it becomes a job. And I'm sure for the Sparks or the Plumbers or all these people, it feels the same. But all of a sudden you take money out of it and they're doing it for a family, for a little girl who has brain damage. You know, they're doing it for other reasons. It starts to feel different and it feels a bit special. And I think that's the juice. That's the thing that gets people. It feels really good to do good things. I know that's corny bumper sticker stuff, but it does. It's why the same people go, where are you doing the next one? I'm like, man, sorry, I need new faces. Like, you can't just keep... But they keep coming. Yeah. They keep coming because it feels really good. It feels really good to feel like, you know, if I'm driving through Tipperary sometime and I actually pass that house, I'll have a little nod to myself and I go, we did that. We helped that family in there. We helped that girl there. That feels nice. I want more of this, you know? Like, I'm very lucky. I get to do that little bit. You know where you get to show them around the house afterwards? Like, I get to do... I feel so bad because they're going, oh, thank you. I haven't lifted a thing. Like, all I've done is go around pointing and chatting to people. But I get to see that expression, you know? And I suppose that's the hook for me, like, getting to see that. And I get to get close to the families and then go down to site and chat to everyone on site and tell them what I've learned about the families. And I get the best of both worlds. I'm kind of spoiled in that regard, you know? I get to hang out with the families and then I get to have the crack with the girls and lads on site. And, yeah, I really love it. I have to say, I love the show.
There's a wonderful sense of community, Baz, in the show. And do you think the Irish are particularly good at keeping our communities together?
Fred, I think so, man. Yeah, I think there's an element of being Irish that's been forgotten or not illustrated. It's not the clips of St. William Street. Do you get me? It's, you know, that carnage that you look and you think, God, the world's gone mad and everyone's batshit. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, there's something integral in Irish people where we're really good people. We were communities that really looked after each other. And maybe it's not illustrated to people. We don't see it. But when you're part of it, you think, this feels right. This feels like I prefer the Irish one to the English one. And that's nothing to do with anything other than I just think Irish builders are the crack. You know, Irish dinner ladies are just filthy. They're just hilarious. You know, they're... There is a sense of community because we're small. We're this small country that makes this big noise all the time. And we're really proud of that, you know. And I think so. I think community, this doesn't work without community. I keep telling them on the first day, look, you might think this is magic TV. We're going to come down here and magically make this house. Let me tell you now, that's not happening. Like, you're going to do this. Like, we're a catalyst. But you 120 odd people, you're going to make this happen. And they do. And then you get all these, you know, these businesses that like everything from every packet of crisps to screw to roof extension, painting, fluffed pillow, everything is donated. And you're like, wow, you know, like that's amazing that you can make that happen. It's using TV in a really clever way to get good stuff to happen for good people, you know.
And on that, Baz, what role are Chadwicks playing in season 2 of DIY SOS?
I think they're all over, to be honest with you. Now, I was slightly abused. I think someone put me in a wheelbarrow one day, which I did it because I'm weak, but I felt bullied after. But no, Chadwicks are doing like they're supplying everything. Like, they're down there. They're brilliant. You see, again, it's back to that thing. Without big players like Chadwicks, you're not going to be able to do these gigs. You're just not going to be. You just couldn't. like some of these bills, they go into the hundreds of thousands. Where I'm getting ready to do a build now, and I was joking, it's a gentleman who has a motor neuron disease in Wexford, and there's two types of motor neuron disease. One could last for years. This one he was diagnosed with about 2 years, you know, it's a very short amount of time. And we're going to build a house. Like, we're in a field, and his uncle gave him a plot of land. He has one son who's autistic. We're going down there, and we're gonna build a house. And I was like, did you see this show before? We throw up an extension, or we make your bathroom look nice.
Yeah.
Build a house. Like, I'm like, you just couldn't do that without big players on board. And that's why, thank you very much, Chadwick. You're the man, woman, whatever entity you might be, but you're a huge help to us, you know. But that's what I mean. It's the madness of that scale where you think, how can you build a house in 9 days without it falling down, or just like, I could build your house in 9 days. Whether you want to live in it is another thing. But we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. You know,
right.
This family needs it. You know.
So we are getting a sense of what we can expect from season two. Literally. Bigger and better.
Yeah, well, like you said, that's so TV, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's gotta be bigger and better. We're building houses, and you know. But it is like it's whatever that family needs. Like, this is the thing. There's piles of applications, and you look through them and you just think, how do you pick one of these? Thankfully it's not my job to do that, but how do you pick one person over? And I don't know. But it's just, there's a lot of people out there who need assistance. And like, when we walk away, we spend 9 days, we have a bit of crack on side, we have a bit of a laugh, and we walk away and it's done. But you're changing those families' lives forever. Like, it's massive. Like, it's big heart stuff, you know?
Well, Baz, we really look forward to watching DIY SOS as soon as it's back on our TV screens. Good luck with the next series of it. But don't go anywhere, because you'll be trying to win a prize for one of our listeners in our pod quiz very soon.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Ireland's leading builders merchants and home improvement specialists.
Well, we're coming to the closing stages of our weekly competition, where we want to sort you out with something in Chadwicks. We call it the Tool of Dreams. And it's that kind of thing that you'll see in the branch that's perhaps a luxury or on your wish list. It's definitely something you do want, but do not want to be dropping a bundle of cash on. That's why we call it the Tool of Dreams. And each week for the crack, we set Fred the challenge of coming up with a jingle in the style of someone or something famous. And this week, Fred, I'm setting you the impossible challenge of coming up with a jingle with an artist or a band that has a tool in their title, in their name.
Okay, well, first of all I can think of is the Saw Doctors. Classic.
Yeah, okay.
Saw Doctors,
okay.
That's good.
That's very good.
Can you mention The Walls as well, that band? I know that's not necessarily a tool, but a part of a house.
Well, then you'd be on with the... Is there a band called The Cars? No, okay. Saw Doctors is better. Okay, think international.
Okay, MC Hammer. Of course.
Hey, very good. Very good. Okay.
Oh, I have a classic. I'm on fire now.
Go on.
Steve Tyler.
Well, that's a trade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's still good.
You'll never hear of a Steve Plummer in the charts. And so Steve Tyler. Oh, I'll tell you what. I've actually got someone who's actually works in the trade, and he's had a number one as well. Like, and here's a clue. Can you get the answer? Yes, you can.
Oh, Bob the Builder.
If
that's what you're about to sing, I'm glad this podcast is coming to an end soon. Put on the guitar and surprise us with a song from an artist that has a tool in their name.
I want my tool, your tool of dreams. Oh, why don't you send us your joke? You want your tool, your tool of dreams. Oh, why don't you send us your joke? Come on, tool of dreams.
Nicely done, Fred. You surprised us all there. That's better than Jimmy Nail. That's Peter Gabriel. Sledgehammer. Nicely done. Well, to win your Tool of Dreams, we've been asking you to send us a WhatsApp voice note with your joke or funny story. And the jokes we use across the podcast series are in the draw that's going to happen next week to win the Tool of Dreams. So here is the penultimate contender. This week's joke, it's a quick one from George Sharpson.
These two ducks were flying over Belfast. One said, quack, quack. And the other one said, I can't go any quacker.
Fred, you're the comedian. Take the lead on that one.
Can I say it's an absolute classic? And I've said it myself in Derry and it got a great clap. But I've heard the joke around, 20 years ago on an ad for Northern Ireland when they were helping cross the border, people from Northern Ireland and people from the south. And that was one of the jokes. And the other joke was, why the RUC call the RUC? Because the RUC. That was it. There was all these Northern Ireland jokes. So I tell you what, it's an absolute classic. Now, I'm sorry, George, only that I heard it 20 years ago. It's like it's like going, check out this band, and someone plays Oasis, what's the story, or something like that. So it's an absolute classic. I'm losing the run of myself here. It's a brilliant joke.
All right, well done, George. It sounds like you robbed it, but hey, Fred's robbed a few jokes in his time as well. Right. That's it for our Tool of Dreams competition. 9 great jokes in the bag. So during the week, we'll be voting one the funniest and announcing a winner who will receive their Tool of Dreams on next week's show.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Right, let's get into a little trade talk and find out more about the materials being supplied to DIY SOS. And we are with the manager of Chadwicks' largest branch, which is at Robin Hood Road in Dublin. Dermot Croke. Dermot, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. Yourselves, I'll keep them well.
All great. And it's nice to see you because, Dermot, you were very kind to give me a tour of the Robin Hood Road showroom very recently. Now, I believe the old Heaton Buckley signage that was there, that's going to be a thing of the past, is it?
Yeah, we're all going to be under the same brand name very soon. So we're currently trading under Heaton Buckley, but we're part of Chadwicks Group. But within the next 12 months, the signs are coming down and the Chadwicks sign will be going up.
So when it's all done, you will be officially the largest Chadwicks branch in the country. Now, I got to see that for myself and I was blown away by the scale of it. Can you tell us just how big it is?
I suppose it depends on what type of day we're having. Some refer to it as 7 acres, some refer to it as 8 or 9 if we're having a particularly good day. But it's pretty much from the ground up to the roof. We cover all bases really for all the tradesmen out there.
And even your storage facilities are off the charts.
Yeah, we've, I suppose, seven warehouses. We have a timber yard, we have a civils yard, brick and block yard. So we literally cover pretty much everything that's required to go into a house really these days. So
now you're one of life's great success stories. You're the general manager of the biggest branch. When did you get your first start with Chadwicks? Where was it?
I actually started with the Panelling Centre, which is, another brand within the Chadwicks group. And I started there when I was 16 years old, part-time. Got myself a summer job in the warehouse and I've been here ever since, really. So,
wow. So how long is that without giving away your age?
18 years ago. So, yeah.
Now, we heard Chadwicks are supplying materials to DIY SOS. Why did you get involved with that show?
Look, it's a very it's a thing that's close to my own heart, I suppose, in one sense. I've watched the show, the UK version, for a couple of years and watched the Irish season there last year, which was fantastic. So obviously the guys in marketing were approached, or maybe approached DIY SOS, and we decided as a company to get involved. I suppose on a local branch level, I was privileged to be asked to be the branch to provide for the first house, which was based in Longwood in County Meath. And look, it's a great thing to see for a family that's in need of their house to be upgraded, to get it to where they need it to be, to have a good quality of life, and feel privileged to be part of it, to be honest with you.
What I've noticed on this podcast, Dermot, is that everyone's looking for timber and there seems to be all kinds of delay with timbers. So did DIY SOS look for timber of you guys?
They did. We're now referring to timber as gold, so it's actually gone that scarce, I suppose. It's a difficult thing to get your hands on in the country at the moment. I suppose there's a few issues with felling licenses and just keeping up with the actual demand in the market at the moment. So we did provide timber to the site. We were lucky enough, again, as we discussed there a few minutes ago, we have quite a large yard here, so we were lucky enough to have the goods that we had in stock for them. And there was a couple of sizes they needed that we had to provide longer lengths maybe to make it work, but we got there through talking to the guys and Colin, we got there in the end and made sure that they had the material needed to make the house work.
Was there anything else beyond this gold that proved tricky, that was required, that maybe was in short supply?
I suppose there's quite a few people involved on the ground in DIY SOS. You'd have obviously the contractors on site. You've also got designers and architects and so on that would be involved as well. So there was probably a few different people looking for different things. I suppose the most difficult part was if one of the designers maybe wanted a particular type of, I know one thing that came up was radiators. They wanted a specific type of radiator, but with the time constraint that's on the site, with the build that was taking place over 9 or 10 days, we unfortunately didn't have enough time to get it in off the supplier. So we had to offer them whatever we had on the ground here, and we had to pull maybe from different branches within the network as well. So it was a good advantage that we do have quite an extensive network around the country. So I was able to check other branches and pull it together really and get out what they needed for the site.
And that does add to the extraordinary nature of a show like that when a build time is 9 days, where in the real world it could be 9 weeks. What kind of challenges did that pose to your staff?
I suppose there was, because of the fact that it was carried on over 9 days, it involved 2 weekends, and we as a branch here, we only open on a Saturday from 9 to 1. So the guys on site were back and forth with me on a Sunday, which was interesting at home, taking phone calls with two young kids, one in either arm, almost chipping in with their 50 cents in there as well. But I suppose, look, getting the likes of that information on a Sunday and then trying to relay it back to my team on a Monday morning, where the site required the goods ASAP. So we've obviously got our existing customer base that we had to provide materials to that particular Monday. We needed to make sure those guys were looked after, as well as getting the DIY SOS material together. So it was just a matter of we had to pull resources where needed to get it done and make sure that we kept the site rolling, really.
Before we go, what is the very latest? Because, look, this thing is changing week by week. What is the very latest on getting supplies? And do you think the situation will improve after the 19th of July?
Look, I suppose we as a company are trying to pull all our resources to get materials in time for our site work to continue. I know we've multiple teams working at that in our purchasing department up in head office. They're constantly back and forth with suppliers, as we are at a branch level as well, to make sure that we have enough material to keep the sites going and keep, I suppose, renovations and extensions going as well. But it's it's just the demand went really, really intense there for a couple of months after lockdown, after the 3 month lockdown at the start of the year. Probably will start fizzling out a little bit now with people booking holidays and, I suppose, the ability to travel again once that starts kicking in. I'd imagine people will start spending money again on going away rather than doing up their back garden or doing up their house. So we'd imagine it will hopefully settle down a little bit and let us keep getting on with our everyday business, really, you know.
I'm just imagining there when you mentioned people going away. Back in the day, they'd come home with, you know, the 400 cigarettes in the suitcase. They'll be coming home with 2 bits of timber. Well, Dermot, yeah. Look, we hope the situation improves for you and indeed your customers, and the challenges ease up somewhat over the next few months. And thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Under Construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Baz Ashmawi from DIY SOS is back with us. Baz, you're about to play our pod quiz on behalf of one of our Chadwicks customers. And if you win, they get an answering machine, a message done by Fred Cook for the mobile phone. And this week you are playing on behalf of Carl Byrne. Carl is a carpet layer from County Galway. So, Fred, if he gets 3 right, you've got to do a song about carpet laying, all right?
Oh, Carl Byrne. All I can think of is the live and learn, carpet layer. Let's be fair, Galway haven't got anything just yet.
I thought you were saying because the carpet burns. But anyway, that maybe is for a different job.
I feel a lot of pressure now for Carl. I feel really bad. Really, I'm sorry, Carl. I'm sorry,
and so,
Mom.
And so you should. So, Baz Ashmawi, good luck. Your 60 seconds start now. What name is given to the smooth cement finish of a solid floor? Rhymes with Creed but begins with S.
Scree.
Yes.
Jackhammers, pneumatic drills, or demolition hammers are often called by what name?
Jackhammer. Jackhammer, is this?
A former British brand name.
Tangle hammer.
Question 3. What name is given to an internal non-supporting wall made from wooden battens and covered with plasterboard? What's in your football boots? What the bottom of the football boots are?
Stud wall.
Yes.
What tool should we use to make sure shelves are level when hung?
What?
Sorry. What tool should we use to make sure shelves are level when hung?
Spirit leveler is one of them things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Final question, Baz. What is the most common hammer used in construction?
Claw hammer, probably.
Yes!
Bingo.
And that is it for the win. Well done. So, Baz, you've done your job. Now, Fred, it's over to you for our carpet layer.
You've reached the voicemail of Carl Byrne. Leave a message and I'll get back when it's your turn. Leave a message, it's only fair. See, I'm a busy carpet layer from Galway. Leave a message after the tone. Leave a message.
Brilliant. That's so good.
Nicely done.
Brilliant. Well done.
It sounds quite
Fred,
religious.
That's one of your best.
That's a cracker.
Sounds like a hymn.
There was a bit of first year mass off that in school, wasn't there? Hey, Baz, thanks so much for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks so much. It feels very empowered now. I'm going to go hang some pictures or do something, maybe construct a wall or something. I don't know. It feels great.
Yeah,
thank you, lads.
Put that hard hat and go back into the bedroom and see if you get a different response from the wife.
This is it.
Well, if you'd like Fred to do your voicemail message next week, just send us a WhatsApp. Our number is 087-77-54-555. And as always, you'll find that number in the show description.
This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Well, that is it for this week. Fred, what did we learn?
Well, I've learned that what Dermot was saying there, that if timber is the new gold in construction, well then, span the ball and need to change your songs to Timber! Always believe in timber! or Timber Brown, texture like summer. Do you know?
Okay.
I have a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going to leave it. You enjoy your time on your hands. Thank you to Baz Ashmawi from Ortiz DIY SOS Show, to Dermot Groke from Chadwicks on Robin Hood Road, and of course to you for listening. We'll be back with the last podcast in our current series next Monday. Remember to hit the follow button on your podcast app to get Under Construction every week. So until next time, from me, Aidan Power, and Stone Mad Fred Cook, enjoy the rest of your week.
The Under Construction Podcast is produced by DustPod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40-plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.